This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Election Commission has said that no re-poll has been recommended in any of the 44,376 polling stations in West Bengal where voting was held during the first phase on Thursday, or in the 75,064 polling stations across Tamil Nadu where voting was held the same day, indicating the exercise was largely peaceful. According to the Commission, the polling process was completed without any major disruption that would warrant fresh voting at any booths. In West Bengal, the first phase of polling in the state covered 152 constituencies across 16 districts, achieving a record 92.72% of voter turnout. In Tamil Nadu, polling for all 234 assembly constituencies concluded with a robust voter turnout of over 85.15%. Meanwhile, campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly election in West Bengal has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to the polling. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public meetings today at Salimabad Tarun Sangha ground in Jamalpur of Purba Bardhaman and at Shampur in Howrah. He will also take part in a roadshow in Howrah. Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi will hold rallies in Sri Rampur in Hooghly, at Shaheed Minar in Kolkata and in Methia Bruges today. The government has reaffirmed that the country's fertilizer security remains strong, stable and well-managed, with availability consistently exceeding requirement across all major fertilizers. Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said in a statement that the recent claims of shortages are not supported by facts. It pointed out that data from both the recently concluded Rabi 2025-26 season and the current period indicate a comfortable and well-buffered supply position nationwide. As per end of Rabi data from October 2025 to March this year, fertilizer availability remains significantly higher than requirement. The Reserve Bank of India has cancelled the banking license issued to Paytm Payments Bank Limited. In a statement, the RBI said the bank is prohibited to conduct any business from immediate effect. The Apex Bank has, however, clarified that Paytm Payments Bank Limited has enough liquidity to repay its entire deposit liability upon winding up operations. The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting searches at 7 premises related to Raheja Developers, its directors and associate entities across the National Capital Region. Sources at the ED said that the search operations are being conducted in the matter of defrauding the home buyers and non-delivery of flats in the Raheja Revanta project. The Uttarakhand Board of School Education declared the results of High School and Intermediate Examinations 2026 today. This year, the pass percentage for high school is 92.1, while the pass percentage for intermediate stands at 85.11. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived at Islamabad in Pakistan late last night with a senior delegation, signalling renewed diplomatic efforts to revive the stalled negotiations between Tehran and Washington to end the war in West Asia. The Iranian delegation includes spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, Ismail Baghai. Mr. Baghai, in a social media post, clarified that no meeting is planned between Iran and the United States, adding that Tehran's views and concerns would instead be conveyed to Washington through Pakistan. The United States is also preparing diplomatic outreach, with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner expected to arrive in Islamabad for discussions. The UN General Assembly has called for the peaceful use of nuclear weapons as the world marks the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster. At a special commemorative meeting yesterday, UN General Assembly President Annalena Baerbock said the scale of Chernobyl underlined that nuclear technology, even when used peacefully, is fundamentally different from other technologies. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant saw one of the worst nuclear accidents in history on April 26, 1986, spreading radioactive contamination across Ukraine, Belarus, and other parts of Europe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.